In many ways, the criminal justice system was similar to what happens today. But there were, as you say, very important differences. One important difference of procedure is that speeches are made by both prosecution and defence before any evidence is taken. There would very often be several days of speeches given by the prosecution and the defence before the evidence was even heard. Speakers in court talk about the evidence that is going to be heard at the end of the trial. They don't discuss evidence that has already been taken. Another surprising feature of the Roman courts in the Republic is that there was no state prosecutor. So if somebody committed a serious crime, they would get away with it unless a private individual came forward to prosecute them. Another surprising feature of the courts is that there was no judge to direct the jury. What there would be a praetor who was a magistrate serving for the year. He was in charge of a particular court and he would preside over it for a year. And he would make sure that everything was done according to the proper procedures which were set down in the law relating to his court. But he would give no guidance to the jury on how they should vote. He wouldn't provide them with information on what was and was not relevant. Those giving the speeches were allowed to say whatever they liked in their speeches. They could digress, they could talk about themselves, they could talk about politics, they could say that their client should be acquitted for reasons which were completely unconnected with his innocence or guilt. They could say, for example, that their client ought to be acquitted because he was a thoroughly good person and had the right political views and would always follow a sound political line in the future. So the praetor in charge of the court didn't give the jury guidance on how it should vote. The jury had to make up their own minds. The juries did not have to defend their decision. They voted at the end of the trial either to convict or to acquit or to abstain. The possibility of bribery was always present, and so we find that juries tend to be very large. We don't always know the size of a jury, but where we do know the size of a jury, it is very often 75, and the reason for having such a large jury is that it becomes very difficult, or in fact very expensive, to bribe so many people. One of the most surprising features of Roman court procedure was that the evidence of slaves, when it was always taken under torture. It was not allowed, under the procedures of the court, for a slave simply to give evidence in a normal way, as a free person would. Slaves could only give evidence under torture. We don't know what this torture consisted of, or how cruel or unpleasant it was, and the orators never discuss this aspect, which seems so shocking to us. Cicero doesn't comment at all on the barbaric nature of the taking of evidence from slaves under torture. He doesn't actually mention the taking the evidence from slaves very often, but where he does, his only concern is whether the evidence is likely to injure his client or not. If the evidence of slaves is likely to damage his client's case, he will tell the jury about the unreliable nature of the evidence of slaves and say that slaves cannot be trusted to tell the truth and that they will, when tortured, merely say whatever it is that the torturer wants them to say. On the other hand, if the evidence of the slaves is likely to back up his case, he will instead tell the jury that the evidence to be heard from the slaves will be extremely reliable because it has been obtained under torture, and that torture is an effective way of compelling a man to tell the truth.